for.
I have a little note in, or it's by the words Ma'amar Harav HaKadosh Rav Baruch Meshebush. Or it's, yes? Okay. Just the background over here of the story was that a Poritz once came to, not mistaken, the background is, Poritz once came to the Baal Shem Tov that he had all sorts of terrible machlos, which caused him tremendous yisurim. And he heard the Baal Shem Tov understood in medicine. So he went to the Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov told him, look, you're never going to get rid of these illnesses, unless you change your way of life. That you have what the Baal Shem Tov, when the story speaks about Maisim Mechuarim, namely you're starting up with all sorts of women who are not, you're not married to, and as long as you keep this lifestyle, you're going to be ill. So the Poritz asked the Baal Shem Tov, but, you know, it's, how can I stop? You know, it's, I'm, you know, it's this is my life, these are my attractions, this is my Yetzirah. So the Baal Shem Tov said, look, I really can't answer you, because I'm already an older individual, and I don't have these desires. So you're going to have to make the decision on your own. So after the Poritz left, Rav Baruch Meshebush turned to Baal Shem and said, why did you answer him that way? Why didn't you just tell him that you're a Jew, and that a Jew has the koach to override these desires? So the Baal Shem Tov said that a goy can never understand it. A goy would never be able to understand that a Jew has the power to override these desires. So Rav Baruch said, you know, you find it difficult to explain to a goy the powers of a Jew. I find it difficult to explain to a Jew what are the powers of a Jew. Ma'amar Rav HaKadosh Rav Baruch Meshebush is the Keno Baal Shem Tov Amar Shel Goy Lo Nitan Lahasbir Mihu Yehudi Hu Amar Shel Gam Lo Yehudi Yevshar Lahasbir Mahu Yehudi. It's very hard to explain to ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bit of himself, Chelok Eloka Mima'al, and that bit of himself gives us power, which is a supernatural power to override Yetzirah, to override tendencies. HaYetzirah mitgaber binyan zah Yehudi yoter mehakol. Sheyishkach et madreguto ma'amado shehu b'nei. If we ask, what is the biggest Yetzirah we have? The biggest Yetzirah isn't necessarily arayos, or isn't machalos asuros. The biggest Yetzirah we have is to forget that we're unique. The biggest Yetzirah that we have is to forget that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's B'ni B'chori. That's the biggest Yetzirah. We want to just meld into the rest of the world, and we want to behave like the rest of the world. Hukamamar Maran Ha'admur Baal Beis Avroham Al Nemar B'Yosef Batit B'sehu B'Bigdo Hainu B'Bigido Tav Lemor Harei Benko Benko Harei Hincha Avud Kfar. That she tries to catch Yosef by saying, look, Yosef, you're here in Mitzrayim, you've been here all these years, you've cut off from your father. What are you fighting against? What are you fighting for? You're not part of Beis Yaakov any longer. You're not part of the tribes. Utshuvas Yosef hayesa inenu gadol babayes hazeh mimeni. That there's no one in the world who has more potential than me, Yehudi ani. I am a Jew, and I'm never going to forget I'm a Jew. And a Jew has a different standard of conduct than everyone else in the world. He's going to be held to a higher standard by the rest of the world. Certainly should be held to a higher standard by himself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you are different. I am raising you to a different plane. B'ni B'chori Yisrael. This is how Klal Yisrael were described to Paro. Teida imi atamit asek. That this is not just another people, that you're dealing over here with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people. Dibur ze haya bebechinas v'asar eschal kanfein Hashem. Name HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to fly and pointed out to Paro that we have wings. Shedvar Hashem hazen asa et Yisrael madrega gvoa biyoser. A Jew has to believe in himself. He has to believe in his uniqueness. Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael du'u et ma'amadchem v'dargotchem. If you understand who you are, then atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Zeh musar Hashem l'kol Yisrael l'kol Yehudi b'frat. That's why we begin Pirkei Avos with a statement, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek li'olam haba. Finally, Ubir ha'inyan she'omrim b'siyum ha'perek mishnas Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha omer. Okay, if we've been describing up to now the preface, let's describe the bookend with which we conclude at Perek of Pirkei Avos. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lozakos Yisrael Lefikach Hir Behem Torah Mitzvos Sheneemar. Hashnuya Besof Meseches Makos. Anyone who makes a Siyum Makos knows that this is the Siyum. Inyan HaMishnah Pirish HaRav Avadya Bar Tanura. Demeachar VeKodem Nizkar Isur Dam Ushkatzim Unevelos. Sha'nafsha Shal Adam Kotza Behem. V'imkein L'shem Maha Yisah HaTorah Tzricha Le'esor Zos. That one can ask, why does the Torah ask for things that are disgusting? I mean, who would have a havamina? Well, it's hard to say nowadays, because nowadays people have havaminas to do things that are disgusting. Who would have a havamina to eat a beetle? Right? Who would have a havamina to eat a dog? V'lazeh amar Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, rotza kadosh baruch hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefika chir bahem Torah u'mitzvos. Namely, that had it not been a mitzvah, so we wouldn't have gotten sachar. This way we get sachar for doing that which comes to us naturally. Gam ha-goyim mekayimim zot, and even to a level of hider like Damad ben Nesina, u'l'shem mat sivsa al zeh ha-Torah b'mitzvah miyuchedes, ela mishum shelekol mitzvah yeshoresh u'makar l'mala, v'yedei kiyum ha-mitzvah mamshichim et shorsha l'mala. That a mitzvah isn't just that which one can do, and a mitzvah isn't just that one from which one gets sachar. A mitzvah is the means by which a Jew has control over the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Jew a shutaf in terms of building the world, that the Jew has the power of opening the Shefa from the Olamot HaElyonim into this world via Kiyum Torah U'mitzvos. The Kiyum Torah U'mitzvos allows the Shefa to enter into this world. So if an act is neutral, there's no Shefa. If an act is a mitzvah, then there's Shefa. Yedei Kiyum HaMitzvah Mamshichim Et Shor Shalemala. Al Derech Sheshoresh Mitzvos Kibara Ve'em Hu Bechinat Abba Ve'ima Sheheim Chachma U'bina. Without getting into Kabbalah, however, one can understand that one has to deal with the mitzvah in order to be able to link into the Olamot HaElyonim. V'kasher Yehudi mekayim mitzvos kibud av ve'em, hari hu metaken b'shoresh hamitzvah u'mamshich mochin iloyin shel chochma bina hakol in kol hamidos. Nimtza shekasher chasidei umos ha'olam mechabdim homrim, ein zeh ladavar yafeh v'hagun. So they're doing something which is very, very proper. Menschlich. Ilu kasher Yehudi mechabit aviv v'imo v'osa zot mimnei kasher tzivani Hashem elokai. Harei hu metakin et shorash ha'elyon shel ha'mitzvah. Mamshich et kol ha'mochin. V'al zeh mevorachim kodem kol mitzvah. Asher kiddushana b'mitzvos of. The mitzvah gives us the ability to kedoshify the world, to kedoshify ourselves, to change, to be metaken, right? When we speak about tikkun ha'olam, the mitzvah allows us to be metaken at the olam from a spiritual perspective. Shkosh Baruch Hu ichnis kedusha b'shoresh u'makor ha-mitzvos l'mala, but it's up to the Jew to bring that kedusha into the world via kiyum ha-mitzvah. V'zehu perish ratza ha-kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael, not necessarily in terms of sachar, right? But l'zakos es Yisrael, to give them the tools of tikkun ha'olam. L'fikach hir b'lehem Torah u'mitzvos. Av shegam ha-goyim nimno midvorem elu, aval kasher ha-Torah tzivsa al-kach. When a Jew doesn't eat shrimp, not because he's disgusted by shrimp, but because it's a mitzvah, that brings the Shefa to the world. Hari Yisrael nimno mi'achilas dam, nevelos, trefos, k'tzivi ha-Torah, hari mataknim b'zeh tikkunim ilo'iyim. Okay, what does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? That we'll continue tomorrow.